Okay.
We're live.
Welcome to Wake the Dead. On today's show, we wanted to remind everyone.
You can do it now. I can close
it. We wanted to remind everyone of the reality of pop culture icons and their handlers. With all the information being revealed about P. Diddy and now Jay-Z as well, I wanted to review what has already been revealed regarding Ye West's personal trainer, Harley Pasternak. And to accomplish this, I have invited two experts in the field of media psyops, William Ramsey and Brett Carollo. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Awesome. You're definitely experts in the field, and I respect you, both of your opinions on these matters, and I'm delighted that you both could join us today. We have some clips. I guess we can start here with this Tucker Carlson one that William has ready to go. Tucker gave us a pretty good overview of the general idea of what we should be looking at as far as Harley Pasternak.
Let's do it.
Up to this week's midterm elections, there are a lot of celebrities out there campaigning for Democratic candidates all over the country. You probably saw them, actors, singers, TikTok personalities, all doing their part for the Democratic Party. You probably weren't surprised by this. It's normal. Pop culture figures always support Democrats. Every single one of them. But have you ever wondered why all of these supposedly creative people reach exactly the same conclusion every time? They're all on the same page. How could that happen? It's an interesting question. We don't know the answer, but you should consider what happened when one of the most famous singers in the world broke with the herd. On November 19th, 2016, a week and a half after Donald Trump won the presidential election, Kanye West, now known as Ye, held a concert in Sacramento. Most people in the audience were, of course, young people and presumably Hillary Clinton voters and presumably deeply disappointed by her loss a week and a half before. So in the middle of the show, West stopped performing and started talking about politics. Google lied to you, he said, by suggesting to its users that Hillary was going to win. Quote, Facebook lied to you. I'm not here to massage you with a fake truth telling you that Hillary's going to win over and over and over. You were lied to by Google. You were lied to by Mark Zuckerberg. Middle America, West continued, showed you how they felt. Well, at this point, some of the audience began to boo, but West kept going. He complimented Donald Trump repeatedly. At one point, he used the phrase, make America great again. It was, to put it mildly, not the kind of thing you normally hear at a rap concert. And then, 2 days later, Kanye West was in the hospital. Well, at the house of his family's exercise trainer, a man called Harley Pasternak, West apparently suffered some kind of mental break. Pasternak called an ambulance to pick him up. West was taken away, and then he was sedated with at least seven different psychiatric medications, including benzodiazepines, lithium, sleeping pills, and olanzapine. News reports suggested that West had experienced a profound psychiatric episode. He'd gone completely off the deep end. He'd gone crazy. And they've been saying that ever since. West, over time, though, told a very different story. In his telling, after what he'd said on stage in Sacramento, Harley Pasternak was trying to shut him up. Pasternak, he said, was not simply a trainer, but instead an agent of ideological control. Pasternak's job was to keep West from straying from the script. And he's willing to use powerful drugs to do it. That's what he said. But very few people took that claim seriously. In fact, it was exactly the kind of thing a crazy person would say. My trainer drugged me into submission. He's trying to make me into a zombie. Right. Sure he did. Have another olanzapine shot, Kanye. You look tired. So that's where the story stood until the other day. Nobody believed Kanye West. Then West posted something remarkable on Twitter, which for some reason, virtually all of American media ignored, which is odd because media outlets are not usually in the business of ignoring remarkable things, but they did. And what he posted was a picture of a text exchange that he had had with Harley Pasternak. Pasternak was explaining that West had better stop saying, quote, crazy stuff. In other words, he'd better get back on script or else he would be severely punished. Quote, second option, if you don't shut up, quote, I have you institutionalized again, where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Play date with the kids just won't be the same. End quote. Try if you can to imagine a more sinister threat than that, a more chilling threat than that. Do what I say or I will turn your brain to mush. I will destroy your relationship with your own children. I will send you back to, quote, zombie land forever. Effectively, I'll kill you. Now, keep in mind, this is from West's, quote, trainer, not his physician. This is the guy he'd hired to help him do squats. A trainer? Really? Do they talk like that at your gym? Probably not. So what's going on here exactly? Well, according to his bio, Harley Pasternak, who is not denied writing these texts, once worked for the Canadian military, where he participated in experiments that measured the effect of various drugs on the human mind. Is that training relevant to this story? We don't know. We do know that based on this text exchange, which again, Harley Pasternak has not said is untrue or fake, on the basis of that, law enforcement agencies definitely ought to be looking very closely at Harley Pasternak, who, by the way, apparently has dozens of other celebrity clients, some of whom seem to be out there campaigning. Based on these texts, this looks like a crime. Why is no one investigating it? The fact that no one is investigating it tells you a lot.
Yeah, so we're investigating that today. What do you got? Where do we want to start? William, you want to start?
Why don't we just read the whole text that came up, right? That was good. Put out, but nothing. And this is from Pasternak to Kanye. I'm going to help you one of a couple of ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation, but you don't use cuss words, and everything that is discussed is based in fact and not some crazy stuff that dumb friend of yours told you or you saw on a tweet, right? So it's total social control, mind control. Second option, I have you institutionalized again, where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Play date with the kids just won't be the same. So
this is evidence of a crime. I mean, this is a threat to his bodily autonomy. And I mean, come on, guys. Like, anyway, what do you think about this, Brett?
Well, yeah, first, I hadn't seen that Tucker segment. So God bless Tucker for doing that. I mean, I have some suspicions of Tucker and his father's CIA background and stuff. But, yes. You know, I think people have agency and he's done a lot of really good. I used to despise Tucker, and I still do. And he was with that whole like neocon, whatever, Heritage Foundation type of crowd. But there's definitely been a conversion in Tucker. And that was great. I didn't even know that it had gotten that much press. I did a premium episode for our subscribers on this, and that's why we're doing this show. I researched it a bit, but you know, while I was doing research just for to come on William's show, your show, Sean, too, I looked at the Wikipedia page, which is useful for getting some background on Pasternak, but then why aren't the Kanye allegations, as they're called, in the talk page there? And I'm not a Wikipedia expert, but it is an important part of the economy of misinformation out there. So
it's also useful to note that right after this was released, all the names that were advertised on his wiki page got deleted. All the other actors and actresses is now it just says many actors and
they're
actresses.
They're still on his own website, had a list.
Though, so okay, right. Yeah, but I'm just saying that this the control factor that is wiki did alter that as well as
they don't want you to see that nexus of right. But these are what we call IMSAs. I think Thomas on our show coined the term Illuminati mind slave artists, as we call them. And just, I mean, that's a fancy term, but people that we think have been tampered with hypnosis and drugs and different stuff. And oh, we can go to all these routes, you know, John Lennon and all these people we know they were messed with hypnosis and stuff. So, okay. So back to the Wikipedia thing, it says the reason it's removed is because of the page's, quote, uncritical repetition of Kanye West's allegation that Pasternak threatened to have him involved. The source for this allegation is a Twitter post by Kanye. And so then whatever, by their policy, you don't put that. So this is, excuse me, that's retarded, right? Their policy, it's not a Twitter, but if I have a document and I take like a scan of it and I put it up, so you're just programmed to be stupid. I mean, that's what this is. So they won't put that up. Nobody has contested that's really Pasternak. Not Pasternak, as far as I know. That's nobody right. has contested that's real. It's a screenshot. I think it might have the number. I mean, so it's just sort of game, set, match that this is real. Yes. And there's obviously a conspiracy of silence around what it means. And there is a sort of glitch in the matrix, if you like, or maybe not, of why this is coming out. But yes, it's a window into a world of mind-controlled artists who are working for these studios, and they're working for these various agencies and people that are in collaboration with military intelligence. And this is a key note that we see Pasternak's background in this MKUltra Defense Research Board. Do you want me to give the background exactly what
yes, he was involved in? Yes, if you'd like to handle that, please do. Yeah.
Okay, and you probably have the clip ready to go too, but just to summarize it.
I do, yep.
Okay, so Pasternak, when he was at the uni, he was a graduate student at the University of Toronto, and then between 2005 and 2007 there, he served as a, quote, nutrition and exercise scientist for the Canadian Department of National Defense's. There's a lot of three-letter, four-letter agencies here, okay? So he was serving for the Canadian Department of National Defense's Defense and Civil Institute for Environmental Medicine. So specifically, he's working for a branch of DND, of Department of National Defense, called the Defense Research and Development Canada. Okay, and the clip, he'll talk about what he did there. He tested drugs all kinds of drugs, he brags, in terms of performance. Okay, so DRDC used to include this sub-organization called Defense Research Board. So it was built into this same bureaucracy. They just change a bunch of names and switch a bunch of things around. But that's the body that funded the Canadian wing of MKUltra research that was led by the psychopathic Dr. Ewan Cameron, who was assisted by Dr. James Tyhurst, by the way, who's later convicted of sexually enslaving and torturing four of his patients, similar to William Joseph Bryan, who I know William just profiled, who's also, you know, doing things with people that he was hypnotizing. Anyway, that'll get us started. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing stuff. So he's connected there. Jordan Peterson comes out of that area. I did a show about a guy who was arrested and thrown into kind of a jail there where they were testing people. So it was, you know, it's a known nexus point for this kind of stuff, right?
William, if you'd let me share, I've got let's the... Go there. Let's do
that. Is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, this is the Wikipedia of the DRDC Toronto. Defense Research and Development Canada. So this is a sub-project of the Canadian Defense Research Board, which funded MKUltra, like what Brett was saying, Ewan Cameron and all of that. So this military medicine, and we have here the functions, human systems integration. Like what, I mean, if you think about the transhumanism future of like the military and what they want to have, augmented reality with the computers and such. So like human systems integration of what is not specified, right? But I'm assuming
that it's like deliberately vague, right?
Right. Human performance in stressful environments. So that could be also what MKUltra was doing to the Jewish prisoners when they were like freezing the twins and like breaking, you know, putting their arm in like, you know, just like torture. Basically, they tortured the twins in the, you know, during the Holocaust.
Isn't that Mengele?
If you will.
Isn't that
Mengele? Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And this is MK
alleged
Ultra.
To be Dr. Green. So he apparently they got him out of Germany,
right?
And he was around the United States.
I think he's in South America.
Well, by the way, the Dr. Green thing I think has been solved. Someone at Edgewood Arsenal who claimed, and this seems like almost exactly like the Magneto background story, who said
right.
And
there were X-Files, right? Or X-Men, right.
This came up in congressional testimony that it seems to be corroborated that this was a doctor. I mean, this is a real person. You can look it up.
Radiation ones, right, in the late 70s. Like they said that there was a Dr. Green out of all places, I think, New Orleans.
And he said that, it wasn't clear whether this is true, but he said that he was a subject of experiments under Mengele and that he came to admire Mengele, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what happens with torture. I mean, what the hell? Okay. So, yeah. So continuing on, the stimulation and modeling of the human in complex military systems, simulation. And modeling of the human in complex military. So this is like games and like that, you know, VR type warfare scenarios. So you're training And we know that MK Ultra did that. They would put VR headsets on children and subject them to light shows and whatnot, programming. The human issues in command and control. What is that? Is that like dominance and making people follow orders? I mean, team performance and collaborative behavior. Psychology. Well,
I mean, command and control is kind of cybernetic language, right?
And
that's kind of the operating system of MK Ultra is the cybernetics ideology, whatever you want to call it. People can look at that MACI right? conferences.
And exactly. So how can they fit us into their cybernetic molding so they control us like computers on the battlefield, right? So, okay. Psychology of malicious intent. How do they study that? I mean, do they create malicious intent? Do they study psychopaths?
Yeah, and that sounds like it's right out of like all of this Monarch cinema stuff where they're trying to bring out the rage and bring out the automaton. I mean, it's, right. You know, these people are nut jobs. You and Cameron, I mean, and that was a premise. I mean, they're doing stuff more sophisticated today. That's what's scary. But I mean, Cameron was, you know, just dosing people with gigantic amounts of LSD, putting them in isolation, then putting helmets on their head, telling them that they're worthless for like days on end. Yeah, and just all you do is turn people into like infants and babies. But there's a lot more, right, that can be done and that is being done with the same sorts of methods.
Exactly.
Dude, they brought out curare on the patients. I mean, could you imagine? Like, curare is like one of the most lethal nerve agents of all time. From some bug in like Australia or something, but they were using that on patients without their consent. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, would you like to do some, investigatory testing, and we'll use curare? Like, who would say yes to that?
Yeah,
I mean, basically, it puts you into the reason why I think they were using it, and this is speculation. Is it just curare? Like, you can't use your nervous system, but you're sentient,
right?
I think that's what
it's like being alive and awake in a coma. That's paralysis, you know, like the when people have those dream of the incubus or the succubus and they can't move and like it's so
sleep paralysis,
so scary. Okay, so the most important one, I think, in this list, the last one here listed, social and cultural factors influencing behavior.
Yeah, cultural engineering. And that's the overlap with why they're feeding the messages. It's not just about experimenting on the celebrities. The messaging and the occult stuff is all part of this program.
What Hollywood is the social and culture factor. Like, who is Kanye? He is the social and cultural factors influencing behavior. And this guy, Harley Pasternak, is his manipulator. Like, straight up. I don't know if you guys want to go to this clip of Pasternak himself describing what he did for the military.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Study the science behind it. So I did degrees in kinesiology, exercise physiology, degree in nutrition, a master's degree in exercise physiology. And I was working on my PhD on exercise physiology and nutrition, got recruited by the military to help run essentially the superhuman lab, this laboratory called the Defense and Civil Institute of Environmental Medicine.
Right.
It was incredible under Dr. Ira Jacobs, who in the world of exercise physiology, he's one of the most respected people ever.
Right.
He coined the term OBLA, onset of blood lactate levels. And so I was lucky enough to have him as my graduate advisor. And the area of that I was interested in was how drugs and food affect muscular performance. And
when you say drugs, were that like performance enhancing drugs? Or they
all kinds of drugs?
Oh, right.
So working for the military, I wasn't governed by the same laws that the typical person was. So I could look at the impact of certain drugs that are not everyday things. So we looked at a drug called modafinil, which was for narcoleptics. So if you give a soldier this drug, how long could they stay awake for without having any health detriment?
is that used now as one of these brain drugs? I've heard the name before somewhere.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. Modafinil, it will keep you awake, but it's not a stimulant.
Really?
So if a special forces person has to stay awake for 3 nights waiting for the right opportunity to do whatever they have to do, we could give them modafinil and it would keep them alert. I did research on a drug called acetazolamide, which is for use at high altitude, so you don't get altitude sickness, so you can perform physically at a high level at high altitude without having blood lactate levels causing a problem. Creatine, the early days of creatine research. But my area of specialty was specifically caffeine and ephedrine synergy.
Right.
So back then, those were really popular, you know, the ECA stacks.
And was that really mainly for use in, like, when they're for the soldiers to be able to?
Special forces. Right. Yeah. Okay. So our lab came up with the exact amount of caffeine and ephedrine to create the perfect dose that became standard issue for a lot of pilots because it staved off hypothermia if they crashed into the water. So that was really interesting.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
And as I was doing this, I had a personal training business. So since I was 18, I had this training business that grew and grew and grew. And when I was in graduate school, I had a team of trainers working for me that were also in university or graduate school with me. And then as I was getting my way towards being able to get a PhD, I got a phone call from a producer in Montreal that I had trained before. And we'd started to do a lot of the actors that came to Canada to shoot films. And he said, I'm doing this film in Montreal. We've got Halle Berry, who just won the Oscar a month earlier. Robert Downey Jr., who gets out of jail in 2 weeks. And Penelope Cruz, who was a very big deal at the time. And we want you to come here and train them. There's no money in the budget for it. And you'll have to put yourself up somewhere and get yourself here. And you're gonna say no, I'm sure. But I just wanted to ask. I said, I'll be there in 48 hours. So
what did you think when I get, for me, those names are like, wow, you know, were you a bit sort of shocked to hear that? Or
yeah, I'd been working with a lot of celebrities at that point,
right.
Americans that would come to Canada to shoot films. But it was Halle Berry. It was Halle Berry, and it was Robert Downey Jr. and Penelope. I mean, these were the biggest names in the entertainment industry. And to that point, I'd worked with really talented people like Jim Caviezel, who was Jesus in The Passion. You know, we trained him on some movies, and Stephen Dorff and Eliza Dushku, and just some wonderfully talented people. But this was Halle Berry, and this was Robert Downey. So I said, okay, great. So it means I'm not going to go for my PhD. I'm going to stop at the master's degree. And thank you very much, Science World. But I'll be back. I'm just going to go for these 3 months to do this film, and then I'll come back and finish. And I still have the letter in my office that I wrote to my client saying, hey, I've got this great thing in Montreal. Don't worry, I'll be back in 12 weeks. So I never came back. It was a long time ago. So as I was doing that, my first session with Halle.
All right, we don't need to talk about the session with Halle. But Halle Berry got the Oscar because she allowed the guy from Sling Blade to actually penetrate her on the set of Monsters Ball. That's why
Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that, Sean? What is that?
I heard that from another famous actor.
I mean, it's plausible. I mean, you see with this latest movie that won, where she got Best Actress, I mean, the sexual humiliation rituals. And
she actually did allow him to penetrate her. That's the truth. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know about if she got rewarded, if that is true too. But I mean, that is fact. Like, she talks about that. Like, that's a fact. In Hollywood, people know that. So I don't know, that's accepted. But the other thing, if she was rewarded for this, this was, I guess, told to, I mean, I heard that from another actor, gentleman, I forget who, but please, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, it just shows how well-spoken he is, how knowledgeable he has, multiple graduate degrees, right? So this is his cover story, but, you know, just the fact that he admits to using drugs in a military context is very telling to me. Like, what's the Sub Rosa stuff that you've been working on, or just what kind of studies? And Ira Jacobs, I think, is still around. I just looked him up. He just retired in 2022.
Well, so. I've seen this before, these kind of with people that I suspect are cultural engineering, military intelligence agents in the entertainment industry that come out, that you can trace their background in the military, and there's often a weird story of how they It's just repeatedly. I mean, but one, I'm thinking of like Donald Borchers, who makes just a lot of the B movie occult trash of the 80s and 90s after Roger Corman's operation kind of dries up. Corman is a Navy guy, comes out of the V-12 program. So does Borchers, not the V-12 program exactly, or maybe it is, but he's out of Notre Dame. And the story he claims how they let him out of this, he'd signed like a multi-year commitment to train to be an officer and stuff. Like he just kind of claims that he just talked his commanding officer out of letting him. He said, I'm just determined to make movies and I'm not going to be of use to the military. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
Like, I don't believe this story at all. Right. No, in other words, they sheep dipped him and sent him into Hollywood.
And, I mean, that's the epicenter there with the Laurel Canyon. And we know from the Dave McGowan books I know the same kind of thing. Another example is the lead singer of Tool there, Maynard Keenan. He was at West Point. And all of a sudden he's just like, well, I'm just going to be this rock star guy instead. And, you know, like
Jim Morrison too, right?
Right. Exactly.
Well, West Point's contributions to the whole counterculture thing include, I guess that article recently, I don't know if it was the Atlantic or whatever, that they like, they saved Woodstock or, you know, who knew that they were flying. Really? In, but,
well, here's another curious thing about Pasternak is that LA is like chock full personal trainers. Like there's probably 40 million personal trainers in the LA basin and they fly some guy in from Canada, right?
Right.
Like no, I mean literally there's probably 50,000 personal trainers to choose from. Instead they go to Canada and get this guy. That right. should tell you a lot.
Right.
It's like a common thing around here. Personal training, fitness, yoga studios, every block.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's an LA thing. You just see it. You're used to it.
Right.
Like everybody's a personal trainer on the side. So like if they brought in some guy from Canada, give me a break.
So before we started recording, William, we mentioned that a personal trainer has access to the person's body, tells them drink this, eat that, do this, you know, like, and they're okay. They follow the orders and they do what they're told. They have actual access to their body where they could give them drugs. And there's Ye has said that he fears that if they put him away again, like this guy threatened to do in the tweet that, or in the text, that he would end up like Prince or Michael Jackson, who were killed by their doctors who gave them the wrong medicine. You know, a concoction of like benzos and opiates and, you know, and then their record companies can all be, oh, we all love them. And
it's the Elvis effect, right?
Tons of money. Yes, yes, yes.
They're worth more dead than alive.
Right.
And Jackson was on all kinds of drugs and, I mean, to sleep, metoprolol or something like super powerful drug.
Yeah, there was, I thought there was like synthetic opiates, like the fentanyl type stuff. Wow. Yeah.
So remind me, how did Pasternak say that he got into Hollywood? Because I have the New York Times, an old New York Times account of how he got into Hollywood. But what was, is he something about a producer or... I kind of missed that.
He was handpicked by the gentleman that William just looked up. And
Jacobs was the guy. Ira Jacobs was from Canada. So somebody must have called Jacobs and said, do you have a guy to send out here? Is that it?
Right.
Like, okay.
So he was handpicked. And the guy was like, I mean, in that story, you're probably going to say no. And then he was there in 48 hours. Right. Because that's his orders. Like, that's the real thing.
Well, so in the Times, the New York Times article, I'm going to briefly quote from here.
Please.
It mentions this Dr. Marvin Waxman, who, quoting the New York Times, has done the insurance company required medical assessments for most Toronto films, unquote. So that is most of the films shot in the Toronto area beginning around the turn of the millennium. When, you know, for tax and other financial reasons, the film industry begins like kind of wholesale moving a lot of stuff up into Canada. And so he's gotten himself right here in this this sort of, you know, money spigot. Waxman. So Waxman's got plenty of screen credits. His name is like medic or physician as well. His first, though, is for this this B-grade spy movie, and you see it begins. He gets into producing, and there's just like a ton of spy stuff around it. I won't go into all the details, but so that guy seems pretty important, Waxman, and he's, according to the New York Times, he was the guy really who brings, and he's a physician, I guess, right? Oh God, Waxman's also got some, yeah, there's some darks. If you look into his Rate My MD page, there's some dark stuff on Waxman that I looked into as well. So I didn't put that together with what Pasternak just said there, but I wonder if those are consistent accounts or whether these are two different accounts of how he gets to Hollywood.
Right, it's just super suspicious. Right. Can we listen to this one video of Kanye talking on the Tim Pool
broadcast? Yeah, you have that on your side?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is interesting too, because I got this from Jay Dyer, actually. I ripped it from Dyer. But he walks off the show later. Like, he has some kind of conflict with Pool and then walks off. But he's trying to tell him something. I don't know how receptive that
Tim Pool is a real POS, in my opinion. But so
he's
could
a
you
piece of work. He's definitely,
yeah, there you POW. Go. That's a nice way to I say mean, it.
That 2 hours of him talking with Damian Eccles will go down in history as like a journalistic atrocity. Like, wow, you didn't do any freaking work at all.
Goes man. To show who he really cares about and what is really he does no morality. Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, so, he never put out like a follow up saying, "Hey, I got bamboozled."
Just of course,
no, just move forward and leave it up, baby.
Yeah, that was his instructions, I'm sure. But anyway, could you right. get some? Well,
I wonder
on
who,
this?
What is there a Pasternak person telling him what to do?
Maybe so. I mean, how do you get on a billboard in Times Square? You know, I mean,
like, you gotta wonder about skateboarder. Some of these guys.
You know,
look at Lex Fridman, dude. Look at Lex Fridman. The guy is about as interesting as a freaking brick. And he's interviewing like the first level guests,
right?
And he's not that bright either. He has a fake background too. Like he said he went to MIT or something. He took like a freaking night class or something. So somebody created that's a culture creator.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of them. There's some on the other side. There's the Stu Peters, and that dude is creating culture in his way for the. You know, I think there's like different. I think we're in a soup of lies, you know, and we got to pick who's real. And I'm glad to be here with you guys because you're on the good side.
I'm independent. I have no.
God bless you.
I have no MK or intelligence background.
Yeah, thank
they would God. Never. They, I would. They would never. You ready?
Yes.
You ready to listen?
MK Ultra. Too far. It was like American History X. Like my head was on the side of the curve.
Can we get a little more volume? Sorry.
That's as high as it goes. I didn't raise it up. Sorry.
Okay.
My head. We found out that my trainer was a MK Ultra Canadian intelligence.
He worked in the defense research and development in the Canadian military, essentially working on PSYOPs
was this
in the
guy?
Canadian military. This is Harley Pasternak.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, look, they took it too far. It was like
sorry, it was very kind of a small thing, but just the fact that he says MK Ultra doctor there is telling.
Right. Him. And Luke Radowski is right. The blonde gentleman talking to him on I mean, Luke is, people should listen to Luke. He does wearechange.org and he's got his own show and he's friends with Tim Pool. I don't know why, but in any case, this is like Kanye here. I have another, a video of Ye speaking to the paparazzi while he's in his car. And here for you, it's only 3 minutes.
Let me read this article. This is how he was ready. This is a trainer, but come to find out, he was actually Canadian intelligence, but this is my trainer. So this shows you the kind of handlers that are around the superstars in California, right? So it says, I'm going to help you one of a couple ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation, but you don't use cuss words. And everything that is discussed is based in fact, and not some crazy stuff that dumb friend of yours told you or you saw in a tweet. Second option, I have you institutionalized again, where they medicate the crap out of you and you go back to zombie land forever. Play date with the kids just won't be the same. This is the way a Hollywood trainer was talking to me
to force me to go and like apologize, right? You think about if Harley was part of intelligence, right? What kind of people you think are surrounding my kids? What kind of people you think are in that house right now? My kids go to Sierra Canyon. It's a Jewish school that doesn't teach Christianity to these Christian kids. At Christmas time, they're teaching Kwanzaa to Black kids. They say, hey, this is your Christmas. This is all indoctrination. This is all mind control. You got to understand, like, I don't believe I'm putting myself at risk because I think God uses me for a time like this. He put me in this situation and had y'all follow me from George Bush don't care to Beyonce had the best video to now. For some reason, y'all are interested. 2 Chainz said, YSL belt buckle. Well, y'all think his soul is looking. Like, y'all are interested for some reason. And they wanted to medicate me every day. You realize, like, they could have just switched to medication and I wouldn't be here. And on the news, they would have said it was because of a mental issue, right? Yeah. I ain't never been back to the hospital since 2015, but every time they say I'm crazy, it's just when I'm saying the truth. So what's the crazy part, really? What's the crazy part, really?
But they can't scare you. They can't control you. They can't. They try to suppress you, but that's how they try to categorize
you. They can't control me. You get what I'm saying? They can control Shaq. They could control Charles Barkley. They could control LeBron James. They could control Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But not you, man.
But they can't control me. You see, it ain't no name I won't name. Right. It's up.
Not you.
You know what I'm saying? And just for Minister Farrakhan, I love you. But the way you read that, I took that as a slight. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking no disrespect from nobody. So let's get on the phone. Let's talk that out. I don't care who you are. I ain't taking no slice from nobody, right? I ain't taking no slice from nobody. It's God. That's the only person that I serve. My mom ain't here. My mama was sacrificed.
Me too.
You understand?
Yeah. I'm Christian.
Michael Jordan, what about him? His daddy, right? Bill Cosby, his son, right? Dr. Dre, his son. You know, out in Hollywood, a lot of people come up missing. Feels like it might be a lot of that in order to control, traumatize. They want to monetize and traumatize.
So, yeah, that right there, he's stating that these other performers are controlled because their family members have been murdered by the cult. And he says that his mother was murdered by the cult as well. And this is how they operate. If they can't control you with drugs, then they'll kill your family members.
And to understand why is Canadian intelligence, some people, I mean, a lot of people might understand, but some people might, that might seem kind of random. Well, the Five Eyes intelligence agencies and more, right, are integrated into, right, what amounts to a specter network that's serving a globalist agenda. And that's why you get all the globalist messaging and you get all the trans messaging and you get all this cultural engineering stuff that coordinates with Tavistock and so forth. It's not an accident. But yeah, I mean, so Canada, you know, why is this Canadian intelligence? What do we need to go lodge a protest with the Canadian embassy? or something? No, right? No one's going to do that. Like, we understand that it's kind of open, not a secret, but it's open that the Five Eyes intelligence networks are just kind of integrated together, right? We just sort of accept that. So that's the importance of that. But yeah, he gives it. I mean, Kanye just gives you the whole thing right there in a nutshell.
Right.
I mean, at least for me,
looking at that at first blush, you go, man, this guy's really out there. But if you know the background, he's laying it out plain and simple.
Right.
You watch this. When you get the knowledge of the background of these people, Pasternak, and how much, I mean, it's just this element of intel control. They always send some psych guy out, and they've been doing it since the 50s to whatever right. the cultural element is. They're all over the Hearst case. They're all over JFK, RFK. I mean, yeah. John Lennon. I mean, we can just go through the list.
Jolly West.
Shooting of Reagan. Yeah. There's somebody out there doing psychological analysis on these people that you would never see. Like, I think what's really scary is if my research into kind of late post-World War II history is correct, they're doing detailed psychological profiles on anybody of import with the best psychologists. So, like, it's worse than the dossier. It's like, who is this person? What's his weakness? Does he have drugs? Is he sexually perverse? Does he like men? Does he have a bad relationship with his mom or dad? So is that something we can work on? He has, you know, daddy issues or whatever. So, you know, that's how we can get to him.
And they, you know, I'm friends with and work with Mark Passio, who's an ex-Satanist from the Levian Satanism. And he describes being accepted into the cult of Levian Satanism. They have you write essays to, like, what do you want? What do you see in your life? How do you to describe their mental processes and their insides of their head to, like, for the controllers to place them in the best suited environment for where their skills are.
Right. At least that's what they tell you, right?
Well, I mean, but it's like, that's how, like, the, it is a psychological profile for them too, you know? And then they get tapped on the shoulder by some other orders, satanic order, whatever, to bring them into, you know, and
Scientology does that, Sean.
Exactly.
Scientology, NXIVM did it too.
Right.
They called it the, they had some word for it where they'd have the blackmail on you. So you give your blackmail up.
Right.
So it is a technique.
Yeah. Yeah. And even the Catholic Church does it with the confessional booth. I mean, you know, like, it's,
don't you think
it's integrated, like, into the hierarchical structure of control. They need the blackmail, just like, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and like P. Diddy now, or we see with the, all the cameras and all of his like houses. And so, I mean, we are glimpsing the truth, and this whole, the Pasternak thing is just a little thread that once you pull, everything else comes with it. It's like a sweater that's just unraveling at this moment. And it's very interesting. I'm glad that we can have this discussion here.
To can I just to follow up something I didn't complete before, it was, so Waxman introduced Pasternak, I guess, to Canadian mega producer Don Carmody. So I guess that's the story I had. I'm not sure what Pasternak's story was there, but his clients include Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, right, Halle Berry, Alicia Keys, Catherine Hegel, Eva Mendes, Paul Rudd. I can just keep going. Megan Fox, Katy Perry, and unfortunately, Ellen Page. I mean, and it just goes on and on.
So we know
Mila Jovovich, of course, like so many IMSAs, but of course the great monarch actress.
Exactly.
Well, maybe the great, one of the greats.
IMSAs, yes. Just like you said before, like all of these people, we know Ariana Grande was, I mean, this new documentary on Netflix describes how Ariana Grande got molested by the people at Nickelodeon. You know what I mean? It's like, it's part of it. It's part of the structure of how they created the content, you know, and they're creating that content for pedophiles to watch. It's like, you know, sliming kids and that whole thing. Like, she's just one, you know, and there's how many, there's a list, like William has like a list here for us to share.
Right. And we can get to that. But I think that all the kids at Nickelodeon were abused. I think that nobody got away. They're all, everyone has come out and go abuse.
Right.
Well, there's a lot, so that there's a, some more handlers, a few, at least a handful major ones we could talk about who seem to be handlers. Like, I don't know, Sam Lufty, however his name is pronounced. And in that recent Paris Hilton documentary, which I didn't see very much of, honestly, but I did watch the part that involves her handler, who's a guy, what is his name here? How do you pronounce it? Shiraz Hassan, right? Who's been associated with Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, Justin Bieber, Jennifer Lopez, Selena Gomez, Ricky Martin. And you, I mean, even in that documentary, I mean, like, she's supposed to be this rich heiress, but I mean, he's just ordering her around.
She's a hooker.
And she talks about being kidnapped, having her kidnapped and brought to that Utah facility where, you know, they were basically undergoing some form of trauma based, but being forced to stare at the wall, kind of Scientology techniques, and being manhandled. And so Shiraz Hassan, Harley Pasternak. Now, Sam Lufty is the one who is drugging, keeping Britney Spears drugged and controlled. And nobody seems to know where he came from at all. So notable that you have a lot of, yeah, a lot of Arabs, a lot of Jews involved here. It's, you know, I mean, some of this sort of psychological warfare stuff goes back to Lebanon and Beirut. You find a lot of that stuff, Miles Copeland. So I wonder the significance of some of that. I don't know, but...
like Gladio type stuff, Middle East Gladio. Like,
yeah, no, that was just a hive of clandestine operations in,
in
Beirut. But yeah, well, you say Gladio. I mean, my mind's going to like, I don't know. Didn't Eric Schmidt of Google, right, who's obviously intelligence, right? Didn't he spend some time in Italy as his father? And he's next door neighbors with Diddy, who's now, you know, in the news. That whole neighbor, you talked about it. I don't know if you guys watched that video by the guy. You got to plug Juxtaposition, this guy on BitChute. I like to watch. He's a...
Yeah, I told me about that. Yeah, I didn't finish that. Sorry. Yeah, but that it's interesting to note that these who they are, like some people say, oh, it's the Jews. Oh, you know, blame all the Jews, you know, and they're just one piece of the larger cult, you know, and they happen to, I mean, they can tap the shoulder of anybody from any of these occult orders, you know. There's lots of people in the Freemasons and then these other cults that can get tapped and advance up the ladder. And it's not, you know, it's not there, it's all Jews, like it's, or it's all Catholics or whatever, you know. It's it's a world cult.
Yeah, it's a scarier death cult. Yeah. It's far scarier than just one kind of group, the Jesuits.
Right.
Jews, it's like, ooh.
Right. I mean, they all work together to maintain their power over all of us in their own respective, you know, city states or whatever the hell, you know. And this new, I mean, it's interesting that the Pope agrees with Joe Rogan now. I just saw this on the news that the genocide in Israel is bad. And so, like, they're creating this opposite polarity for everyone to jump onto so that we can have this world conflict and start the new world war, you know. It's like, just like they did with the World War II, you know, all the dark occult had to do was create this Nazi menace, and then the rest of the world forms together to defeat it. So that way it creates the dialectic by only having to push the pendulum one way. Now, the natural repercussions, all of us are going to jump.
We don't need Nazis now. We have the UFO PSYOP.
But we seem to need Nazis. People in Canada give them standing ovations, I mean, and medals, you know. So more Canadian stuff there. But anyway, you know.
Could I play this Candace clip? Because she got canned from Daily Wire, I think that this is interesting in context because she's willing to talk about it. She's willing to talk about that situation.
Right. She's directly related to the Kanye matter because it all started when they wore T-shirts together that say White Lives Matter, which is obvious because life matters, you know. God created us, like, so. But to them, it's some kind of, like, if a TERF says a woman is an adult human female, all of these trannies get mad because, like, you're stating the truth that they want to oppose. So this is how it all started, exactly, like with Kanye and but Candace is related there.
Yeah, she went off the reservation. She went in and they had to get rid of her.
Right.
She's a problem. She's actually doing thinking.
Which, right.
I mean, and so this is like a symbol of right control, right? So for me, Daily Wire is right control. And there was a really interesting discussion between, this is a whole different kind of, well, it's somewhere, a discussion between Ben Shapiro and Piers Morgan, who Piers Morgan is a joke. But pretty much it got analyzed by Glenn Greenwald, and he's saying, Ben Shapiro is tacitly saying you don't have any freedom of speech on Daily Wire while he's saying you have freedom of speech. So it's almost like a mind warping thing. Oh, you got freedom of speech, but you can't talk about this.
Anyway. A controlled stable, Right. That's what. Yeah. Yeah. It's a stable of actors for their, you know, lifetime actors.
Yes. And you cannot question Israel or, you know, certain things. All right, let's listen to this.
I very much abstained from speaking much about the issue because people were so emotional that people couldn't hear, even if I had shared. And even when Kanye did share that he was speaking about specific people in Hollywood that he believed were coming after him and were trying to control him. He actually named some of those individuals. He shared personal text messages of a friend of his, a personal trainer to the stars, who again happens to be Jewish, was threatening to put him in the hospital and to drug him against his will. Harley Pasternak is his name, and the media barely reported on those text messages that he shared publicly because obviously he was enemy number one. And here's what else I will tell you. When that Kanye situation went down, I was being threatened by a person named Rabbi Shmuley, a person that Michael Jackson put on his enemy list, a person that I had never heard of, was threatening me and saying that unless I came out and said things explicitly against Kanye, he would effectively ruin my life. He said that he would take out a front page ad and smear me as an anti-Semite. And it wasn't just him, it was also his daughter. They're messaging me saying, don't mess with Jews. Very bizarre stuff, and they have not stopped, to be clear. And him and his daughter have consistently pulled clips from this show, taken them out of context, and tried to convince Jewish people that I hate them.
Right, and that's what he did. I think he is trying to label her an anti-Semite. I think
it's disgusting what he's doing. I mean, he dressed up for Purim, like that whole thing. It's just gross, and that's. That's what that person represents, and he's good friends with RFK Jr., and he was somehow related to the Michael Jackson takedown, and another relation with Michael Jackson is Michael Jackson's head of security. This Muhammad guy was named in the recent lawsuit by Mr. Jones. That guy is the security guy for P. Diddy, right? And somehow he's the one that found Michael Jackson's body and all of that, which is, you know, so that was controlled, and they killed Michael Jackson just like they are threatening to kill Kanye, and Kanye speaks about it there in the car from that last, from the clip before. I don't know if you guys want to respond to that before we go into the pictures here.
I mean, it's such a strange world. It's much stranger than this kind of what you see on the surface. So
yeah.
Well, on the pictures, you'll see Caviezel. And so his first gig was Jim Caviezel. And people might find that a lot strange, right? Because Caviezel is supposedly an enemy of the deep state and the adrenochrome drinkers. We did an episode called The Sus of Freedom, where we analyzed the sound of freedom. And basically, I think that Angel Studios and that film and a lot of what Caviezel is being used for is sort of to spread religion of the future stuff on the right. I mean, basically, it's sort of a religious engineering operation. But it's odd, right, that Caviezel plays so many baddie mind control characters with amnesia, including one in a deja vu in a Tony Scott movie where he's a false, like, Pat Conn type of, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, is he actually like, is he symbolically portraying what he actually is? It's a kind of, is he mine? But I mean, the fact that Pasternak handled him, the fact that, I mean, you just look at Caviezel, he just seems so kind of spacey a lot of the time. Sometimes he seems fine. Like sometimes he really seems weird and spacey in interviews and stuff. So anyway, we talk like in depth about him and, you know, since that's, and that was Pasternak's first client. I think that's very significant. So,
yeah, very interesting. And I agree. Like I see that they always give us the opposition to their evil as well. You know, they just like they give us the Alex Jones to the oppose the CNN, you know, and the PBS and such. So, and Alex Jones, of course, they got rid of Bill Cooper so that this left the gap for Alex Jones to take over, you know. It's a common operation here, and we can,
yeah, they always have somebody waiting in the wings. So you see the same thing with MLK, right? So MLK is gone, and who's holding his body, and he's going to take the role of MLK.
Right.
You've got somebody a little bit more compliant.
Right. Who told him where to stand on the balcony? Like, stand right there. Okay.
Sit there and wait. Something wonderful is going to happen. Disgusting. Oh, I now have your job.
Exactly.
And, you know, I can do this for 30 years.
And that's the dark occult. They do the sacrifice to attain the higher levels. I mean, Jay-Z got rid of Aaliyah, you know.
Get rid of JFK. Johnson comes right in.
Yes.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. Killing of the King ritual. Yeah. And that's, you know, so they, and William Cooper talked about that at length, the killing of the King at the JFK and how it's an occult, dark occult ritual. And look, they murdered him on the 5th of November. You know, and that's like, anyway, yeah.
I thought it was the 22nd, but
it was the 5th of November, and it was on it. They shot him in the back, and JFK? They let him bleed out. No. I'm talking about Bill Cooper.
Cooper, okay.
Bill Cooper, like, and the 5th of November is like to the British Empire. That's the day of the Guy Fawkes Day, you know, and so it's they burn effigies of Guy Fawkes on the 5th of November, you know what I mean? And they shot him in the back with the high-powered rifles, and they let him bleed out on his own porch. I mean, they lured him out of the house. The government did. So people need to look into Bill Cooper. And anyway, yeah, he predicted 9/11, all that stuff. Yeah. But they, with the absence of Bill Cooper, then Alex Jones can be created with this lifetime actor, like what, you know, and that's who Brett and Thomas on their show PsyOp Cinema, they often talk about the lifetime actors and how they play their role in the media. And Kanye,
well, I'm actually more suspicious of Bill Cooper than Alex Jones.
Really?
I think Jones is right. I mean, right now, I think what's going on is Jones is very much kind of being used by this sort of Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, and that group is spreading a false version of Christianity, and it's really transhumanism, and it's really religion of the future, as Father Seraphim Rose explains to the whole world in Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future, right? It's that's the program, and it's being spread on the left in one way, more overtly on the right, in another way. It's sort of a bigger game than just electoral politics, I think, going on. There's a bigger sort of management of worldviews, and
right.
And I think, but I mean, I think Alex is real for what he is, and I think he's a human, and yeah, I mean, whatever. There's marketing. I mean, I don't think he's a I don't think he's a disinfo agent. He's been very open about his family's military intelligence connections and how he knows about it. And I mean, so I don't believe he is. But okay. Cooper, I read a long time ago. I read Pale Horse and
right. The UFO stuff. He goes,
yeah.
But by the end of his life, he's like, that was fake. They psyoped me.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I mean, fair enough. At the time, that's kind of where I stopped with Cooper, because I'm like, no, he definitely, you're putting out disinfo. Are you a disinfo agent? But that's also plausible that he was psyoped. And
said I was wrong later in his life. He had speeches, yeah, talked about that.
But James Shelby Downard also, of course, does all the King Kill 33, right, and he gives us revelation of the method, the term, and so on. But
yes,
anyway, that's,
yes,
my position.
So that's the main idea is this, like these lifetime actors, whether it be Alex Jones or not, but we have these people that are put into places that are managing our perception, and so this Pasternak is directly handling the bodies of those people. Like all these people on this list that William's going to show us here are, they, you know, they drink the health drink. They do the running, you know, they follow orders about how to manage their own bodies by this dude who is military intelligence of, you know, the worst kind. Let's take a look at these
but people. Also, which one of these people on his list are iconoclasts? Which ones are real free thinkers or have something in? Yeah, one. That's right. It.
The
like,
one.
You can just list all these other people. They are in a stable. I would say that's correct.
Totally. Especially Lady Gaga with her new movie coming out with the whole Joker thing that Brett's going to be talking about once it's released, I'm sure. Like, she's going to be the Lady Babylon to the Joker, you know, in this new film. So we're going to have a big psyop with that involved. And I'm sure it's going to be right before the elections, so everybody can get pissed off and do some riots, you know. It's yeah, and Gwyneth Paltrow, and like Jesus, these people.
I actually like this picture of Pasternak in the background here because he's just kind of lurking in the background of all the other kind of celebs.
While the guy in front is bending over, giving a weird look, like what? You know, it's almost like that's insinuating some.
Do you want me to list these people's names out, or do you want to?
Well, maybe we can just look through it, and maybe we can highlight who we see. Bono.
Bono. There's Bono. Dude, I mean, he's like one of the new, like one of the New World Order's favorite.
He works for the UN. I mean, yeah. Like, and okay, so let's see who else we have.
Someone who is just at a Bono concert told me they flashed something like Hail Satan or Great Satan or something at the concert. He's just such a New World Order satanic sicko.
Right.
I mean, I guess I've just been, he won't go away. He's just been around so long.
Emotional
about him.
He is generational. His family is like elite English. Like a duke or some shit for like the crown of England, and his family went to Ireland long time ago, and like he, just like a lot of these celebrities, like Brad Pitt is related to George W. Bush, is related to King whatever Sausage Fingers, they're all descended from Vlad the Impaler, and they talk about that in Variety magazine. You know, so it kind of makes sense to these people. So like Katy Perry.
Alex constantly reminds people that King Charles is you know, basically Vlad the Impaler's direct.
And all these people like Brad Pitt and George W. And they, all of them are related to him. So by way of like, you know, second cousins and all that, it's sick. So like we on the last page, Katy Perry, she was at the Super Bowl riding the cat beast. She was literally Lady Babylon. She was taking the form of Mystery Babylon at this like occult. And it happened on Imbolc February 2nd.
Wow.
Like on the day. And she did this whole Candlemas ritual with all these people carrying a little sun up from the darkness. Like, highly occult, and she's one of them, of course. You know, Rihanna is another one. Like,
oh, no doubt, these people, they have her dressed up in all kinds of occult stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Mac Miller, died suspiciously. OD, right? I think he's not alone anymore.
Who's the other one from the Clueless movie there?
Kelly? Hillary Dunn?
No, the young, the she died of
JoJo, bitch.
Oh man, she was in Clueless. She's
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the blonde.
Wasn't it her and her boyfriend died? Oh,
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, her and then her screenwriter. Yeah, that's a very curious case, right?
He was her handler, and she died of an overdose, like Prince. You know,
Gina Carano. She got the treatment. She's out. Ellen Page. Back when she what is she now? Ellen. I don't know.
That's the guy tranny now, right? The transvestite who's a man.
It's it's female to male.
Female to male transgender individual. Right. Sorry if I was offending listeners.
Yeah. We're just making a statement, but April 1st, 2024. We don't know what words will be tomorrow. That's the appropriate way to describe this.
Anyway. This so Kesha made. She said that she signed a deal with the devil and got raped by her.
She's channeling alien demons. She's completely out into woo woo monarch land.
And she took back her statement saying about the being raped by the dude. She
rescinded it. Wow,
rescinded it. Yeah, so I guess she was probably threatened.
Dr. Luke, so he's another one of these handlers.
That's Dr. who Luke. That's who she was dealing with.
I believe it's not his name. Let's see, Dr. I think he went by Doc. I mean, that you don't want to,
I think you're right.
You don't want to, don't want to deal with a person named Dr. Luke. It doesn't seem safe. Yeah, American record producer, Dr. Luke. I don't know what he's a doctor of.
Well, his doctor is scaring her into rescinding her comments. I mean, somebody like made her change her mind, you know.
He's also Jewish, it says at the top of the
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we could go through this later. Oh, William, would you like to mention this Ellen Page? Do we have another picture of her?
I do. I mean, this is her. But my understanding, I couldn't find the reference, but I could have swore I read she decided to go through her transition after talking with Pasternak or something. Like, I thought I read that somewhere. Do you guys, that sound right to you?
Yeah. Like she was influenced by his, right.
Tavistock, so, right? That's who started the trans movement. The last Tavistock trans clinic I just shut down. Its mission is complete, I suppose.
Tavistock Gender Institute.
And they've been using these influencers and celebrities to push deviant and destructive social trends, you know, arguably going back to, you know, the 20s and the early phases of classical Hollywood.
And ultimately, it's eugenics. If people ascribe to this, then they remove their reproductive organs and there's less people.
Well, it all really comes out of a sort of rotten ideology based on a warped concept of man, that, you know, the whole, all of evolutionism and occultism mixed with evolutionism, it comes from their warped, I think, rejection of Christianity, or at least traditionalism in some form, or Platonism, or however you want to see it. But
it's almost like a rejection of nature and their place in nature being placed there, like a Gnostic, neo-Gnostic idea of like, this is a hell and
I want it's to a totally inversion
and to not let any more souls get reproduced into this place because it's a hell, you know, that type of stuff.
It's an immanentized Gnosticism. It's a Gnosticism, but unlike ancient Gnosticism, there's no transcendent realm. It's the gods of this realm, which we can recreate at will, and we'll be gods through.
So that we can dominate others like we've been dominated, like to rule in hell than to serve in heaven, type stuff, right?
Wow, that's amazing, yeah. I just did a show on a guy who was like a literal smiley face killer. He goes by his transgender name, Scarlett Blake, who came out of the Tavistock Gender Clinic. It's incredible. And he literally fulfilled every like element of a smiley face killing. Like, went out at night, looked like a woman, found a guy drunk, talked to him, lured him away from the CCTV, put him in water, killed him somehow unknown to the public, left, was not caught, let the public think it was an accident. Looked like suicide or something. And then he was caught 2 years later. International relation, really into BDSM, communicating online under multiple names that the police never even care about, which is totally insane. And then traveled to Texas, and the person he confessed to lives in Austin, where there's a whole bunch of smiley face killing deaths too.
Right. And the only reason he got caught is because he bragged about it and sent the jacket with the blood on it to that other dude in Austin, Texas, like who ratted him out.
Ashlyn Bell or what? The public doesn't even know these guys' real names.
Yeah.
And there's actual legislation that they're trying to pass in Colorado where the transgender people can just use their new name. Like, instead of what their legal name is, like, it is. Right. We're getting crazy.
And then if they get arrested, they don't get sent to male prison. They get to go sent to the other prison.
Oh, it's so it's tweaked. And a lot of these more guys,
victims that are in the cell with them, you know, go ahead.
Right. But the 90% of them don't have their genitals removed. That's the whole thing. That's the kicker, is that this guy who killed Jorge Carreño still had testosterone going through his, I don't know. I don't know what the drugs are going on. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Like,
but
testosterone suppression or something, but he still had his male genitals.
Well, the people that are playing dress up and going into these like safe spaces for women to they're deviants, you know, they're sexual deviants, and they get off on this. This instead of flashing, now you can just dress up like a girl and walk into their, you know, their restroom and do the same thing, you know. It's just another avenue for sexual deviancy, and we can tell, I mean, the same dysgenic operation of pushing us into sexual deviancy is at work in this as well. You know, it's an attack on women. Women don't have any more safe spaces anymore. They're invaded by deviant men. You know,
super creepy.
It's really evil. But anyway, sorry.
It's so super creepy. There was a thread I saw on X that was like, this is sick, man. This is really, this is like some of the most deviant stuff I've ever seen. Like, I was like, wow, they cannot let transsexual dude to male to female should not be in a woman's bathroom at all.
Exactly.
You're not a woman. So, I mean, you'll never win me over. I mean, I'll end up in jail probably in a couple of years for saying this, but if you're a man and you haven't cut off your genitals, you are not a woman. So I'm sorry.
Well,
you
have
to go through the process, bro.
They need to keep the genitalia so that they can do the sexual deviancy. They don't want to remove their possibility of orgasming. You know what I mean? Like, they want to keep that. So they're just going to play dress up. You know, it makes sense logically. You know, you can't.
That was the thing about the past trans people or transvestites is that there was a sexual kink. That's exactly why they were dressed like that. That's why they call them transvestite. I never even hear that word anymore.
That's why
transvestite is now a transsexual.
Exactly. And, really, and we have to, and now the Roman Catholic president says that Easter Sunday is transgender day of awareness and is most whatever. Like, this, it's an attack on natural life and creation.
Yeah, no question.
You know what I mean? You don't have to put a label of a religion. It's just like an attack on creation itself.
Yeah, and it's such a gross and transparent attack that I mean, I hope people can see through it, that all of these social cultural engineering operations directed against, you know, destroying the family, destroying normal sexuality, destroying the normal integration of the psyche and so forth, right? That all of this is designed to fragment you, destroy you, dissolve and coagulate, order out of chaos, right? They're applying the dynamics of their occult thinking through cybernetics and filtered through various things into, they just can't help themselves from engineering everything, their total contempt for people and for, that's what we're faced with.
Yeah, it's based in their psychopathy, right? The controller's psychopathy. They must control.
And yeah,
this is all very sad. I mean, the trans thing is all really truly. It's a very sad and tragic phenomenon, and they are victims of the Anglo-American establishment. And,
victims of mind controllers and Harley Pasternak created this person to be like a poster boy for the movement, you know, and a lot of young girls are doing this. And we know that young girls are more susceptible to this type of operation propaganda. Because they care about how they appear to others in a more general way. I mean, that's just part of, I'm not going to get into that. I'm a man and people
males,
are going to be like, you're an idiot, don't talk. But
no, okay, go ahead. Women are much more cooperative and attached. And
right.
Men don't mind being alone as much. Women are totally social and chatting and all that. So there's definitely gender differences.
Right. And how they appear to the rest of the world is a big deal. And like, so that is integrated.
They care about their face much more than men. Like, they're really curious about their visual.
Spend time in front of a mirror and like, all the makeup is geared to them, which is changing now. They're trying to sell it to dudes too, which is crazy.
But there's so many of these celebrities, like, what's his name? Liev Schreiber. I mean, one of his children is just, they sacrifice their children to this cult. And so, right, I mean, they're Beckhams, right? And they trot them out there cross-dressing, and they're probably shooting them up with hormones. And I mean, just like if Pasternak can get away with what he's done, he's gotten away with it because the evidence that he should be arrested for is right there. And so it's in front of us that he's above the law. And certainly they can do whatever they want experimentally on their kids and so forth. And their kids have no written. Unfortunately, that's part of the net effect of what Ye did, is it shows people how helpless these celebrities actually, actually are.
We need compassion for them.
Yeah, he can't seem to get out of whatever it is that he's in, you know?
Right. And he's worried about his kids. He's worried about who is around those kids. He has no.
We're going to trans your kid to Tiger. We're going to send somebody in to trans him, hypnotize him. And next thing they'll know, they'll think, give him a psychotic break with some drugs, some hypnosis. And next thing they'll know, they're telling dad, I think I'm a man or whatever it is. You know, I don't know what gender it is. They could probably do stuff like that these days.
Well, they've had years of research, you know, compounded on it, on itself.
Those empath docs that Schellenberger put out too. Like, I went through this whole transgender thing. I've done a show with Roberta Glass. People can go back and look at that. She knows a lot about this issue. But the whole Scarlet Blake thing that happened in the UK coincided with the release of these empath docs in the video in the US. And Michael Schellenberger, who I really think is like one of those premier journalists for me, did a whole sequence on it and showed these videos where these guys are lying. They're not telling the parents. They're evading telling the long-term consequences. They're knowingly not telling people like the downsides of this and encouraging it. And they're doing it in the back. They're not telling it to their patients. It's incredible. So it is medical malpractice. And I hope they all get identified and sued out of their daylights. They should not be practicing. They should not be in a hospital. None of those people should be. They're total, like, Hippocratic Oath, you know, they use the Hippocratic Oath as toilet paper and are not divulging details to people and the consequences of their actions. They knowingly are doing it to kids who don't understand the consequences.
They're butchers is what they are, butchers. Right? They're general butchers. You ever seen that old movie, The Horse Soldiers, that old John Ford movie with John Wayne and William Holden? Like, John Wayne, Holden is like the military doctor in the Civil War. And the John Wayne character hates doctors because, you know, he's seen the field surgeries and stuff. And he calls them butchers. You know, we have too much respect for doctors, actually.
I agree. So, all of those statements that you guys made about genital butchering goes for circumcision as well. Routine infant circumcision. These doctors, they do not give informed consent. The parents do not understand that their kids could die or all these other negative things. And they're told a bunch of lies about benefits, which there is no benefit to cutting a baby. But it's continued because of this dark occult push to mutilate the genitals of children. And it goes back to ancient goddess cults like Cybele and before, Inanna and the rest. Like, genital mutilation has always been part of the mind control because it affects the brain directly. Our brain gets chemicals from our genitals, and that's what we act upon. So this removing these parts and removing the nerve endings, the cybernetic system of our natural body is influenced by the doctors who want to control how our brain and body works. I mean, it goes very deep, but that in itself, the mutilation of genitals is a mind control device being pushed onto humanity. And they never give informed consent, because if anybody knew, they would obviously say, no way, don't hurt me or my loved ones, you know. Right. But
no, it's a good point. And that's why I had that episode on my podcast titled Transition to Kill. It's a play on Program to Kill. Like, how I just put up that thing about how many people who've transitioned are still violent. So it doesn't turn them into like women who generally don't like guns. It's something even more strange could be happening. Is like, it makes you more violent and more angry, this transition.
It probably does. Estrogen. And if you look at, I mean, just another, if you look at circumcised societies, look at how violent and dominating they are. If you look at, like, really the only countries that do that to infants is Israel and America. And look at how they dominate the world with, you know, and the, so we don't need to get into that type of psychology, but it affects them for the rest of their lives. It changes how their brains work. So this, the same thing, this person who was under the control of Pasternak, her mind will no longer work the same. Well, I mean, I guess she still, I don't know if they reworked her.
Well, the reason that they're, I mean, the reason.
Anything, but go ahead.
I mean, one of the key reasons that this is being promoted is because it is an attack on the image of God, a willful attack on the image of God. And it's also in but that dovetails exactly what you were just talking about, Sean, and the knowledge and the power, right? And I mean, this all goes back to Genesis 3, right? And the serpent and Aldrin, their reading of this and their form of Gnosticism and their rereading of it and turning the serpent into the good guy. You know, that's a lot of what this is. I mean, it's a direct sort of attack on the image of God. I don't know how close we are to the end, but I mean, this was in 2022, the Kanye Pasternak revelations, and a lot of stuff came out that year. Now we're seeing 2024, 2 years later, some new stuff, Cat Williams and so on. But that year also, that was the Britney Spears, what was it, Instagram, or I don't know what social media that she
was
on.
Where she was dancing with knives.
No. Okay, so she, no, that was, it was the one where she said, oh my gosh, what was it? I don't have it written down here, but she described in detail the regimen, the psychiatric people, whatever, 9 hours a day and blah, blah, blah. And there were three images that are very important that were attached to that. And one of them was a picture of the Sistine Chapel. Another one was the flag of Israel. And another one was like a map of Australia. So you get Sistine Chapel, CIA. I think also you have like Vatican, Mossad, Israel, like Australia, I mean, which is an MK Ultra high. I mean, I think it's significant too. Right. The whole thing, of course, was taken down like they always are. But that was a bombshell. I don't have the language of it in front of me, but that was also 2022. And that was kind of a bombshell revelation that she was saying that, yeah, she had been forcibly controlled by a team of psychiatric handlers. I mean, something I just found out when I was doing our taxi, and I've seen Taxi Driver and researched Taxi Driver for a long time and stuff, but we did our Taxi Driver episode and I was doing a little more research and come to find out that Jodie Foster had to see, had to be under psychiatric care while she was, which is interesting too, because it is like an admission that it's not like, it's not healthy for a 12-year-old to be playing a prostitute in a movie. So she needs psychiatric care, or is there some darker motive involved? And it doesn't look very good. However you interpret that.
She reminds me of like some of these kids who come through Hollywood. Like she got done and then she was done with men. Like I think she's.
And she was totally sexualized and just grossly. I mean, I can name a whole, I can name a string of films and she was very inappropriately sexualized and also was sort of spreading the sex culture of the disco era as well. And yeah, she seems to have been very much kind of Drew Barrymore and others, kind of similar category.
Yeah, right. Angry at your parents. Yeah.
And she happened to be not very voluptuous either. As she grew older, she didn't really develop. Like she still kind of had a kid's looking body, you know. I don't know if that relates, but still, like
Hollywood is a cesspool, man. It is so bad. Like, right. This is just one aspect.
Michael Jackson was given drugs to stunt his growth. That's what the doctor who killed him, I think, revealed that to threaten the family.
Chemical castration, basically.
Yeah, he was chemically castrated by his dad. I think that was in the court record. Somebody told me that.
Right. Castrati. So he's a castrato. Yeah.
A modern castrato, like right in front of your face.
Right. Like they create these people to be a lifetime actor. And that poor, I mean, what happened to Michael Jackson's brain to make him, you know, has the testosterone and now he's like.
They say that's why he had that whole, what's the flying guy in the. In the story with the pirate host.
Oh, Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. That's why he had that Pan thing, because he was more like Peter Pan.
Right.
Because he was a kid. He was a permanent kid. And they say that in his personal relationships, he didn't act like, he didn't present himself as a man, like that light voice, but also he didn't assert himself like somebody who had testosterone going through his brain. Like, oh, this person is going, he had no clue about people who suffered, who didn't have food. And he was like a Peter Pan character. He really was. Right.
Yeah, he dangled his little kid over the balcony, like, whoa. But I mean, if you understand like SRA programming, when they're abused, that portion of themselves is locked away and it's created a separate character. And when that personality pops out, it is the same age as it was then. So maybe his front personality was an eternal child. Maybe they did that to him on purpose. I mean, if people read Fritz Springmeier and some others that talk about how the programming is done, It is with splitting and DID, dissociative identity disorder. And each one of these can be programmed with hypnosis, and it locks them in at that age. So like I said, it that age pops out, and you'll see like the blonde woman who married the 90-something-year-old oil guy.
Nicole Smith.
Nicole Smith, yeah. There's a video of her where she's talking like a little six-year-old, like, da-da-da-da-da, you know, like, because these personalities pop out under stressful situations to protect the main core personality. The other one will pop out and take the abuse, and the main personality won't remember it, won't feel it. You know, it's a protection, kind of like going into shock if you're getting bit by an alligator. You know, it's the same. It's a mental function to protect the main identity. So that could be what's happening with Michael. You know, maybe this person here is programmed. One of their other personalities is a man, and then that's the personality that they're keeping up in front. And then that person's like, oh, I don't feel comfortable in my own body, blah, blah, blah. I think I need to change it. Meanwhile, the real self is in the sunken place, like the Get Out movie, you know, just like, you know, they have no control over their own body. They're sitting in the passenger seat while this other personality that's programmed through hypnosis has the wheel. Put it bluntly, I guess it's kind of an encapsulation real quick, but that might help us to understand.
It is weird that Shmuley Boteach or whatever shows up with Michael Jackson and Candace Owens. Yeah. Like they're trying to put their thumb on all these people. It's weird.
Yeah. Now he wants to debate Joe Rogan I didn't see the one where he debated Alex Jones, but
you got to see Alex Jones debating Rabbi Shmuley.
Yeah, I didn't see that yet.
Did you watch it, Brett?
Sure, yeah.
What's your takeaway?
Man, Shmuley is trying to sell Alex sex toys 1 second, raving that he's an anti-Semite the next second. I'd read a little bit about the guy and found him, of course, very suspicious. He's this, you know, he's trying to influence people on the right, make sure they're pro-Israel, obviously, but he's just so disingenuous and just so slippery. It was... I really can't stomach him either. And he sells sex toys and he's very proud of this. Yeah. It's
deviant sex. Yeah. I've seen clips of him that he shares where he's grinding his butt on a little kid, a little boy's lap.
I think it's looking at the camera. Yeah. I think it's his grandchild, dude. Wow. I think that was his
That's right. Well, Alex mentions that that too.
Oh, he does. Great. Yeah. I got to see this interview.
That's another show. But I mean,
in his own personal life, he's like grooming his own family, and then that kid is going to grow up and he's going to be like, "Oh, you should try some sex toys, kid." Like, you know, giving deviant sex, like we were saying earlier, pushing deviancy. It's a recipe for disaster.
His job is to make sure the right is pro-gay, pro-Israel, pro-coom, and the rest of it, you know, good. Okay. But that's
part of this transgender is Jewish too. Cause I heard Eric Weinstein, one of the Weinstein brothers, like I was aghast. He's like, "Oh yeah, there's 86 genders." I was like, "There is? Where's that? I don't remember that from the Bible."
86 and growing.
Something like that. I don't even know what it was, but I'll find that clip and send it to you guys.
Have you seen the Genderless Dragon article? Were we looking at that in our thread? Or oh yeah, look up the genderless. So there's, I mean, this is where it goes, right? People aren't going to identify as people,
right?
And you're going to be, and if you call
just
that
like South Park, right? Yeah.
If you call that person a person, you're going to be a vicious bigot, and you're going to be taken to a human rights tribunal. Where right. you were,
it's a shared solipsism where everybody has to agree in the fake reality that right. you know what I mean. Like we're all in this little bubble of false, you know, and the cognitive dissonance doesn't matter except cognitive.
There it is. There's the genderless. Oh yeah, that's,
maybe and they got kids acting like cats that want kitty boxes at their public.
Dude, that was that guy Scarlett Blake. He meowed in court. and they had cat. They were like,
yeah, that's just opening
and cats.
Like they need to bring like, cat litter into the, and yeah, you got to bring cat litter into the.
They do that. I mean, but right. So basically, that this is opening the door for the next step, everybody. Now we already had the gay agenda in the 90s. Every movie had gays, whatever. And like, you know, and then by the end, love wins on Obama's White House. They had like the flag, right? And then, okay, done. Now, next step, transgender. Everybody forgets about the gays. Now we got transgender.
We totally normalize it.
Would you like to know what the next step is going to be? Bestiality, everybody. That's next.
No,
that's why I want to be a cat. That's why, is that. Oh, you have to accept my, like, this is my choice, and I'm going to abuse this thing. And once we accept abuse of a helpless victim, then it's going to be pedophilia all the way. Like, I mean, they're already pushing a pedophilia, but.
It's no joke. Bestiality in the university through this thing called animal studies, which is perversely invaded the humanities departments, which I think, again, is an attack on the whole idea of the humanities, animal studies and the humanities. Bestiality is coming up more and more. I mean, I've heard professors talking to students about sex with dogs. I mean, that's where the universities are going. Probably don't send your kids.
It's legal in Germany. You might want to. It's already starting.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Actually, think 10 times these days. Like, it's getting really sketchy.
Yeah. Sorry, that was quite a diversion from this little part. But I mean, it really goes to the moral character of this whole push, of this whole ideas of what they're pushing. Pasternak was creating just another cog in that machine that is the mind control of media on us. And you know, Kanye is such a huge piece on the chessboard that they have to control him. And this is how they do it. It's a crime.
It's super like coercive, like stay in line. We're going to drug you out. I mean, it's really something else to see.
That. Hashtag justice for Kanye.
Yeah. I like that.
He makes a lot more sense to me than when I first blush. I mean, that's kind of like, I understood a lot of this psychological operation stuff.
Sometimes are you talking about Kanye Williams? Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's totally. Sometimes he seems like he's under mind control.
Yeah.
And I don't know who all his handlers are. You know, I don't know about this wife he has. I don't know what's going on there. But sometimes he seems like he's under mind control, and sometimes he seems like he's just too lucid to be totally crazy at times. And they don't show the most that you showed one of them, but rarely are his most lucid moments shown.
That's true. It's very managed. Like he was trying to control the man. He was trying to manage his face in the media. Like when he was on Ye was on Alex Jones's show, he wore that black thing over his face. So his face
weird, right? That whole thing was weird. And that's a Balenciaga thing, right?
He's still wearing the boots and stuff. But yeah, Balenciaga is another rabbit hole of Satanism.
Because his wife was involved in Balenciaga.
Right, and she didn't denounce them. She's like,
he was involved. He's heavily involved with Balenciaga. Mm-hmm. He just did a show in 2023. And he's been seen with Alejandro. He's influenced by Alejandro
Jodorowsky.
Jodorowsky, yeah. He like likes Jodorowsky. There's a lot more that guy, dude.
Yeah, I'm still trying to understand that guy's movies. Like, whoa. Anyway, sorry.
Well, Jodorowsky is a self-admitted human blood drinker.
Like, yeah. And so is another one of those women on the list. The chick from the Transformers movie,
Megan Fox, and his name, Machine Gun Kelly talked about their blood drinking private ritual.
And she explains it away. I heard a clip of her talking about how, oh yeah, when you're kids, you know, you prick your finger and then you smush the blood together and make a blood like whatever bonded, and it's just the same except we just drink each other's blood. What's the big deal, guys? You know, that's how she explained it. Like, it's just a childish thing that we like to do, whatever, don't pay attention, it's for kids. Right. So yeah, blood drinkers and Hollywood mind control. Where do you guys think this is going? Because, I mean, we got the P. Diddy raids, and P. Diddy is another Epstein, basically.
Right. Like Hollywood Epstein, no question.
And he's like trafficking guns and drugs to the gangs. And all of this is on camera in his home. And they're partying with underage girls and they're drugging these girls and raping them. And like this is being revealed. Cat Williams kind of warned us, I guess. Where do you guys think this is going? Brett, you want to start us off?
Well, I got to go in a second, okay. Sean. But I mean, where I am right now with it is, I think juxtapositions research is very good. Look at the look at who lives on that block. And I think I just put the window down, but it was,
you know, that's where P. Diddy lives.
That's where Eric Schmidt is. That's where the Spelling Mansion is. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Playboy Mansion is a stone's throw. It's a stone's throw from his place.
Diddy's
and that has tunnels.
Yeah. The most famous all the
tunnels under there. Yeah.
The most famous probably street in all of Beverly Hills. You know, like the priciest mansion.
Makes and sense. Diddy has an organized crime background. You know, juxtapositions convince that he's born into the cult, but I think he's a component in it. What does this mean? I mean, I don't know. Are the feds going to cover? I mean, where are these tapes? Right? We know they have the Epstein tapes. They know they have all these politicians.
Right. That's what they were raiding out of those houses. They were taking the tapes. They didn't care about the drugs and stuff.
So like, what's really going on? Who knows how many different agendas are going on here? But just like Oklahoma City, these feds show up, and they're all doing their operation. So there's probably a variety of agendas at work. I'm beginning to think maybe, I don't know. This is my suspicion. Diddy is not really the Epstein. He's just a cog. Right. In a wheel, and we're going to be.
Well, Epstein was a cog too, I guess. Like, but go ahead. Yeah.
Diddy's father seems. I don't know. His father seems to have been just sort of a cog in a wheel. Maybe that's all he is.
I agree. Right.
Diddy is too charmed. That's the whole thing. Like he started with his contracts in 24. Like that's pretty young to make it. So some he had some relationship with somebody more powerful than him, whoever it was. I don't know. But
just the old the idea of. Choosing Bad Boy as the name of his record company, you know, sign on to Bad Boy where we do these things like behind these closed doors down the hallway from this party, you know, and it, yeah. So
I gotta run too.
Yeah. Thank you both for joining us. And everyone, please visit WilliamRamseyInvestigates.com and also PsyopsCinema.com. You both, William has on YouTube and Brett has on Brett and Thomas with PsyOp Cinema are on Patreon. I will include all of the links below. Do you guys have anything else that you want to say, promote before we go?
No, you can just check out my podcast at William Ramsey Investigates. That's basically it.
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, we have Patreon, but we're on Spotify and, you know, iTunes and all that stuff.
Yes, so. All the podcast listeners for your free shows. And I'm avid listeners of both of you, and I'm so glad that you could both join me here today on Wake the Dead. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. And goodbye, listeners. Thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye, Sean.
Great to talk with you. All right, I got to run. I'll send you the audio and video right away.
Okay, thank you so much. Awesome.